All right, this is the 17th of April. We are in probably our last study in the general epistles. And they'll be online, I'm sure, at some point in time soon, if you want to get to them for any reason. Okay. Let's look at 2 John. As you can see, when you open your Bible to that book, it's got the whole of 13 verses in it. Not very long, is it? Now, John, we think John has been kind of mother-henning some churches over here in Asia, what is today Turkey, Western Turkey, because he is here in Ephesus living, and I think he's kind of taken shepherdship over a bunch of these churches in this particular area. Some of them were founded by Paul and his associates, but John has moved into Ephesus. We're in the late first century, maybe 80, 85, 90, maybe slunging through there. And he's kind of looking over those churches. And his first letter, he never says exactly where he is or to whom he's writing, but we just guessed it was these guys. And that's a reasonable guess, I think, not knowing any more than we do about it. And his second letter here that we're going to look at, I guess it's to somebody in the same general region. We'll see what he says here in just a moment. He introduces himself in verse 1 as the elder. I guess that was how he was viewed by those churches. That would be a proper title for him in his relationship with them. And he's writing it to the chosen lady and her children. Chosen lady. Who's that? Who the heck knows? It may be a lady that he knew, a natural person who has some children, and he knew her and her children. And so the letter may be going to an individual. It could be that the lady is a church, one of these, maybe not even one that we see here on this particular foil, but a church, home, and the children would be the members of that body. So he could be writing to an individual, he could be writing to a church. We don't know. I suspect it is intended, like 1 John was, to be a letter that gets circulated, a circular that gets carried around to all the different churches, which was typical of that day as well. So John to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth. And not only I, but also all who know the truth. And that's one of the things that we have in common in Christendom, is that we all have access to and are taught a body of truth known as the gospel. And various doctrinal truths from the epistles and so on. So they have that in common. They're united by that. For the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. That's nice to know, isn't it? What we know about God, what we know about Christendom, about His Son, and all that has to do with that is unchanging, remains the same forever. So what we know won't change. Men may try to change it. The Mormons try to change it. They say, oh, the Bible's cool, but you also have to have the Book of Mormons to understand what's going on. No, you don't. You don't get to add to the